It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Taco Tuesday, or a Two for Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. It is August the 13th. Not Friday, good thing for that. And we are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. My name is Larry Tuneforce, and the show every day is brought to you by The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Perkins Family Restaurant, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center. And speaking of Legacy, in the studio today is Mike Borup with Legacy. And I call you CEO, but then I'm afraid somebody in Kingman is going to go, he's not the CEO.
Hi, Larry. How are you today?
Good.
I'm the administrator. Over at the Legacy Rehab.
That just doesn't sound like it gives you enough credit, you know? Because I see people walk by your office and salute you, you know, and I think that you need a little more credit than that.
I get plenty of credit.
Nobody salutes me. Wears Hawaiian shirts every day, so it doesn't get saluted. But you have that whole building, you know, and stuff. That's like my friend Jeff Tipton was the store director at Walmart for years, and he kept telling me, Larry, they just call me store manager, and I go, store manager? This is not a store. I mean, you know, this is the biggest store. At that time, it was the biggest employer in Bullhead City, and we went, you're just the manager, you know?
I wouldn't be anything without the great team that I have there, so that's...
Well, that's true, yeah. And so how many nursing staff do you have, or do you have an idea?
Well, we run about... I would say we have about 120 employees. Creative Care, the owners of the Legacy Rehab and Care Center, we're probably one of the largest employers in Mojave County.
Because you've got two facilities in Kingman?
Yes.
Because they're all 24-hour. People forget that. You know, when Walmart is 24 hours, at 8 o'clock at night, they start sending people home.
Right.
You can't do that.
Yeah,
you know,
the only people that go home in the off hours are the folks like myself.
Yes.
For the most part. Yeah.
You and the receptionist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe the cook leaves at midnight or something.
Every once in a while,
and he's back at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because you got people you got to feed 24/7 and people that get meds at night and everything else. I mean, you're not quite a hospital, but you operate like one.
Right. Yeah. We're a step-down facility from the hospital.
Yeah.
So we have 24-hour nursing and an RN and LPNs that help govern people's care.
And then the part that is the therapy and whatnot, the rehab, when people think rehab, they might think, drug and alcohol rehab. No, but this is more physical rehab.
It is.
So you've been in a wreck and you don't need to be in the hospital, but you need some physical therapy before you go home. So they may send them across the street to you for a couple of weeks or whatever, a month, and then you're doing the physical rehab throughout the day.
Yeah. We call that post-acute rehab is what it is.
So okay.
An acute care stay would be something that you would have at the hospital.
Right.
And then we are post-acute or sub-acute, depending on your acuity level or how sick you really are. A lot of folks just aren't able to make that transition from the hospital to home.
Right.
Yeah. So they need what we call a step-down. And so we will facilitate that for them. We bring them in anywhere from 5 to 14 days, some even up to 21 days, depending on their need and how well they progress with therapy. Everybody's different. So we tailor an individual care plan for each one and their plan of care just determines, you know, really how much they can do, and it really is tailored for them so that they are able to be successful when they
right.
leave. Yeah, we really push to get them home. We want them to be successful at home, and that's really the way to do that is so that we can get the therapy done, get the nursing needs met, help them recover in a place
right.
that's safe, and that they're safe so that they can rest and do the things that they need to after they get done with their
therapy. So they may still need some meds provided to them on a daily basis while they're in there. And
correct.
And because you have RNs, it could even be a higher dosage of meds or something that an RN would need to...
Well, an RN versus an LPN, they just have a higher scope of practice. They're able to
right.
do a few more things, and they've been to school a little longer.
Yeah.
And they
4 years, 2 years, four yeah. semesters.
It just depends on what classification they are, really.
Right.
And so they are able to do a few more things in the LPN, but
sure.
I'll tell you, they, you know, they're all great.
Oh yeah.
They all do a great job. They give wonderful care. We really have you know, we're very blessed to have this organization in Bullhead City and in this area. You know, gosh, we just had our state survey, state and federal survey that came in, and
ah.
we did very well with that. And, you know, they're very complimentary of the care we give and everything that we do. And so it was just really...
Those are the real people that make the difference, because if I'm... And correct me if I'm wrong, but... The status with those agencies kind of tells about how you're going to get paid by the insurance companies, right?
It can, yes.
Yeah.
It can drive that, yes. There's a rating, and then they follow certain metrics to make sure that, you know, we're going to be a good partner with them.
Yeah, because you want the feds in the state to say you're A, not D or F.
Yeah, but they gauge us on a five-star.
Oh, okay.
Program.
Yeah.
So it just really depends on where you're at with there. But at a minimum, any insurance company really wants you at a 3-star
at
a minimum. So you really, you know, strive to in order to get that, you really work towards, you know, good quality outcomes and
right.
making sure that people are successful with the things that are going on with us, that we can take care of them, get them home. You know, we also do long-term care if that's necessary.
Right.
You know, but we run about a 50-50 mix, and so
okay.
it's just really...
How many total beds do you have?
We have 120 beds.
Does that count the one in your office?
Under my desk when
yeah,
I take a nap after
yeah,
lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. 120 beds, that's a big facility.
Well, yeah, we really, you know, I've done this all over the United States. I've done this for a lot of years, and I just really feel that we have a great program here. And
good. Yeah, because like you said, you've done it in areas where you thought it needed to be different or changed or mm-hmm. modified, and you get here and you're happy with it. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, very happy with everything. So
That's good. Well, and that tells the owners in Kingman that things are good in Bullhead. And when you get the feds and the state to come in and give you 3, 4, 5 stars, that tells them up there that you're doing it right.
Yeah, we really want to make sure that you know, that we provide a good quality product for the people of Bullhead City.
Well, and even like Warm Sea and Valley View, if they're going to send somebody to you, they want to know your 4 or 5 stars, you know, 3, 4, 5.
Exactly. We want to be a legitimate option for
yeah.
everybody. Yeah.
They don't want to go, well, maybe we can send you to Valley View, but, you know, Valley View says maybe we'll send you a Legacy, but, you know, no, we're going to send you somewhere else. So you want them to be, you want to be their option, and that's going to depend upon your rating too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think really that, you know, in the past year or so, we've really become the provider of choice. Obviously, very limited here in Bullhead City, but there are other places
right.
that people can go. And we really, you know, want to make sure that we're capturing everybody that can be here and do those things that will want people to come to us. And so
right.
I think that the persona in the past wasn't really the greatest, but I think that
right.
has changed considerably, and our outcomes are really showing that. You know, we really are driving those outcomes and making sure that we are the provider of choice.
And part of that was moving everything into one building too, right?
Right.
Yeah, because when you got here, you had two buildings.
We did have two buildings, yes, and we just made a strategic decision to, you know, the bed situation, there was just too many beds for the county that we had. And so for Bullhead City, there was, you know, they had 90 beds. We had 120 beds.
Wow.
And we really, you know, felt that it was a good strategic move to do that and do something else with that building.
So. Right. They're still gonna, are there still plans for something to happen?
There is. They're working on that, and they
somewhere down the road.
Yeah. They're actively working on it now, and those things, once they start to transpire, obviously we'll be able to let you know more in regards to that. Yeah.
You got to announce it on my show here.
Okay. Know? We can do that.
Yeah. Because then I'll be ahead of Toby Cotter and the mayor, you know. They're the ones that always get to say what's coming to town. But see, you'll know before they do. So you'll have to come on my show, and I'll call Toby and Tom and make sure they're listening. I'll say, I've got a special announcement on my show today. You got to listen.
Well, I talk to you far more than I talk to them. I do talk to Doug McGee every once in a while, but that's about it. So,
I'm going to keep stopping in about once a week saying, Mike, any news? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, let us take a little pause here, and we'll be back. And, again, we're visiting with Mike from Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona. 928-444-1150.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Varin Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Varin Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Varin Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Maybe I'm lost and I'm dressing.
This year, shop at the Loveland Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Loveland Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Loveland.
Mr. Billy Joel, on a Tuesday, this is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuenfors, your host. We're here every Monday through Friday from 12 to 1 o'clock. And every day the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions. Hold it down, Billy. Hold it down. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, fits my lips here, and the Caring Crew. And we'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. But now we're back to Mike from Legacy Rehab and Care Center. And you were telling me that they got, because you're part of the Kingman Total Company, you guys got a event going on?
We do, Larry. On Saturday, October 5th at 8 a.m. in the morning, they're having what they call a Race to Remember. Now, this is the 10th annual time they've done this. It is sponsored by the Creative Care Foundation, and it is a 501c3.
Oh, good.
So we are actually out actively asking folks for donations to sponsor this. All of the donations are 100% go to the residents, the activities, trips, you know, clothing if needed, and things of that nature. So it's really a great program that was started 10 years ago, and it's just been a great renaissance.
So it's an 8K run or walk?
Well, it's an 8K run.
Okay.
And then we also have a 1 mile walk.
Oh, all right.
Now it 17 and under, kids 17 and under are free to enter. The entry fee is $25 for the 8K and $20 for the 1 mile. And you can sign up on www.activeactive.com.
Right.
Or you can call Jason Edwards at 928-718-4852.
Okay.
And they'll give you all the information that you need in regards to that. It's really a great opportunity to you know, let our residents get out and they participate in it as well.
Good.
And it's a great community
so
event.
8K is about what?
Gosh, you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah.
Okay, call
four
in.
4 or 5 miles.
Yeah, it's probably close to 4.5 or 5.
Yeah.
Because a 10K is 6.2, so, and a 5K is 3.1 or something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, okay, all right. I might have to do that. You know, I try to walk 5 miles a day, so.
It is a Creative Care Foundation.
I'll come up and walk with you, Mike.
Yeah, that'd be great. But it it will help the residents in the Lingenfelder Center, the Gardens Rehab and Care Center, and then also the Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Okay.
As well,
so everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. So give the phone number one more time in the website or
the website is where you can sign up is www.active.com. And if you would like to help support this, it's a great opportunity to be a sponsor and be a part of the Kingman community over there.
Right.
And you can call and talk to Jason Edwards
okay.
at 928-718-4852.
Okay, and when Mike leaves, I'm going to put the poster up on the window here. So if you're over to the Laughlin Mall and you see it, you can come over and get that information right off there, too. All right, very good. That's good. That's a good deal. What year did you say it was like 5 years or 7 years? They've been
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
It's been 10 years, yeah.
And you're going to walk it?
You know, yeah, I will definitely walk it. I won't do any running.
No, me neither. My days of running are over. The doctor in Vegas said, now with this new knee, you'll be walking now. And I said, oh, okay. So my wife was there, so I didn't have any choices but to say okay.
But it really is a great event, and it's something that they are really they put their whole heart and soul into it every year. And it has a lot of turnout, and it's just really a fantastic opportunity to get out and be a part of the community.
Good.
Yeah.
I get the Kingman Chief coming on next week. I'll challenge him to walk it, too.
Yeah. I think we'd get a lot of participation
from
the EMTs, things of that nature. They're ready to help out there when things are necessary to help.
And it's October?
It's October 5th at 8 a.m.
October 5th.
Yeah.
All right. I'll put that in my calendar here so I know I got to go to Kingman that day and walk.
It starts at the Lingenfelder Center at 1099 Sunrise Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to write that down here, too. All right. At 8 a.m. I'll have to leave early from Bullhead. Okay. All right. I'll walk it with you. I'll participate. And we'll get Bob DeFries and hopefully some of our listeners will jump on board and go for a nice 8K walk. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think it's great. They hand out different medals for the different finishers, for male and female finishers and things. So it's really a great opportunity.
And October 5th in Bullhead can still be in the 80s.
Yeah.
So you might want to take some time and go to Kingman and cool off a little bit and go for a little walk.
So, well, yeah, it really is nice over there
right.
at that time of the year.
It is. So now, for most people that come into Legacy, most of them are referred from the hospitals. But do you get some people that are referred by a doctor for the long-term care?
Or we do.
The family that comes in and goes, I think it's time we move Dad in here or Mom in here? Or?
We do. The majority of our folks come from the acute care setting, hospitals and things of that nature. But we do get folks that are receiving home health services at home.
Right.
They'll call up and say, hey, you know, we really feel that they need something a little more than what we're providing. Or we do get, somebody, they don't see Mom only maybe once a month or every other month, and they come in and they see, they get that snapshot picture of what Mom's really going through when they come in, and they, so they start looking and say, gosh, every time we come to visit Mom, it's just more and more that she's not able to take care of herself.
Right.
So we'll get those folks to, they'll look into what's available, and obviously, we will help facilitate anything like that we can. And so, we have tours that we will have people come in, and we'll just walk them through and show them everything that we do. And then, we work very closely with all the docs in the area and can facilitate an admission at any time, day or night.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So, because most of your nurses are probably talking to the doctors all the time.
All the time.
Even your people in long-term care, they're still under a doctor's care.
Correct,
right.
Yeah. In order to stay at a facility, a skilled nursing facility, you have to really be qualified, basically, and you have to have a skilled need is what they call it. And
okay.
So you have to be under 24-hour care by, at a minimum, a nurse.
Right.
So, but we are doctor and physician driven, so
right.
Everything that we do, we write, the docs write the orders. And then we
some of the other facilities in our town, they're like assisted living. They can
correct.
Come and go. They got, some of them have their own cars there.
Correct. Yeah, very, very, very minimal, interaction with the staff. They,
right.
They're there to help periodically with certain
fix
things.
Fix their meals
need.
And,
Yeah, so. But... we do have 24-hour nursing, and
my wife threatens me with those places all the time. If you don't behave, you're going to go.
Well, Larry, we'll take good care of you.
No, not full time. Just the assistant. Take your car and go down there for a couple months and stay. But there's a few of those. Joshua Springs is pretty nice facility, but it's also pretty nice.
Well, they're a different segment of the healthcare
industry.
Yeah, so
we
really specialize in the skilled nursing need. And
that's just it. When you talk about healthcare, there's so much difference in healthcare. And,
right.
And Talus is opening this hospital. They call it a hospital setting, where they're going to do the integrated care for the mental and the medical,
mm-hmm.
Which is going to be a specialty in our town too.
Right.
And so
which is a very needed specialty.
It is. Yeah. It is. And Mojave Mental Health is kind of doing the same thing in Kingman. They're not calling it a hospital, but they're basically providing the same care.
Right.
For the medical and the mental. And so, as I get older, the more I become aware of all this out there. Hope that I don't ever need it,
Yeah, it can be very overwhelming at first, and even when you're in the industry for a long time, you start to see a lot of different changes and stuff. But, we're there to help navigate you through any of the things that you need to get in any spectrum, either whether it's assisted living or home health or long-term care.
Yeah, because you probably deal a lot with those home health agencies.
We do.
There's a few of them in our town.
Yeah, when we discharge, we always discharge with a home health that will help that continuum of care,
right.
Make sure that they transition well, and then make sure that there's no decline or anything of that nature when they're out in the community.
I just had somebody recently tell me that their husband had a knee replaced and he didn't go to physical therapy. And I said, how long ago? She goes, like 5 years. And I go, well, it's not too late, but, you can just do some stuff at home.
Yeah.
Because he's always complaining about mobility. And I go, well, he didn't go to physical therapy. What do you expect?
Yeah, we really believe in that therapy.
And so does every doctor.
Right.
They don't have a problem sending you to physical therapy because it works.
Yeah, it's imperative to get that done when you're going through something like that. So,
Mike, what's the phone number for Legacy?
Well, let me just go ahead and give you
Okay.
Let me just go ahead and give you this one phone number again. I think it's more important that you give them a call. We're just up on Silver Creek Road, kitty corner from RMC.
Right.
But I do want to give you Jason Edwards' phone number again one more time, okay, so that we can so that those who want to sponsor this
race.
Great event, the
yeah.
Race to Remember, is they'll have that opportunity. And it's 928-718-4852.
Okay. All right. Well, Mike, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Larry,
for sponsoring our show.
You betcha.
And we'll have you back next month again.
That'll be great.
Okay.
Super.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some returned brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jimbo Hannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 102.3.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0 on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Bullhead City. The show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And, of course, pies, muffins, cookies, brownies, and that's the reason I have a gut. Legacy Rehab and Care, we've just told you all about them. Physical therapists, occupational and speech therapists, and, of course, a skilled nursing facility in Bullhead City. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort there on the second floor. If you need a haircut, if you need a color, a tinting, a pedicure, or a body wax, or a massage, go in there and see Gene Jeffrey Salon in the second floor. And they tell them you heard me on the radio. They get a little gift for you. And Mojave Electric Cooperative, if you have a co-op connection card, you know you save money all over town. Food, restaurants, furniture, doctor's appointments, pharmacies. If you don't have a co-op connection card, you need to head over to MEC on Hancock Road and pick one up. They're free. Barron's Pest Solutions, if you happen to have bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or bees around your home or your business and you don't like them, you call Barron's and they'll take care of them. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot, of course. And we had Nick on yesterday talking about some of those new SUVs and the ones with the third row. Go up there and check them out at Martin Swanee and Kingman. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, of course they take care of your transmission, which you should get serviced on, I forget, 60,000, maybe less than that. You should have it serviced on a regular basis. And but they'll take care of your AC, a tune-up, brakes, anything like that. They're right behind Hobby Lobby, the two blue buildings up on the hill. Grand liquidations. They got big box items at Bullhead City prices. They get a lot of discontinued items. They get a lot of product that might have been returned after a day or two, but it can't be sold as new. And they have appliances, they have furniture, bedroom sets, barbecues, you name it, toys, all kinds of stuff. If you haven't stopped into Grand Liquidations, check it out between Ford and Circle K on Highway 95 in Bullhead. The Caring Crew, brand new sponsor, they serve you. They'll go grocery shopping for you. They'll pick up your meds. They'll do some home care for you, everyday little task. If you need them, call the Caring Crew. And we're back on Speak Out 2.0, and we're visiting with Bob from River Rat Sports. How's Bob today?
Bob is not too bad.
Not too bad.
It's cooler today, so it's nice.
It's supposed to get really hot tomorrow.
Oh, really? That's all I need to hear. This time of year, it's this heat just kills us in our business.
Oh, but you sell jet skis, wave runners?
Yeah, we do, but we can sell two or three, then what?
you need to sell more.
I need to sell off-road vehicles in the summer with air conditioners.
So are you going to call one of the manufacturers and say, hey, we need some AC in these things?
Yeah, so we've just brought on a manufacturer called Roxer, right?
Okay.
That makes a little Jeep type thing. It looks just like an old Willys Jeep, and it has an enclosure you can put on it with air conditioning and the whole nine yards. That's what people need.
So when are we going to see that out front?
I got them out front now.
Oh, do
it doesn't
you?
Have the cab or the AC.
Okay.
Because, that costs money.
Well, of course.
But, we got a few of them.
Back in the days, in the 60s when AC was an add-on to your car, now you're adding them on to off-road vehicles.
Yeah, amazing, right?
Wow.
But out here, what are you going to do?
But now, you were showing me one day that you've got a Wave Runner in there that's got stereo and GPS and everything else?
Yeah, actually, it's a jet ski, not a Wave
Runner. Jet ski, okay.
But it's 310 horsepower, has stereo, has cruise control. Yeah, it has turn assist at low speed. You can put a GPS on it and just explore the lake to your heart's desire. You can go all the way up to the dam and back to Cottonwood Cove on a tank of gas.
Because it carries that much gas.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big that's a big one, though, right?
That is big, yeah. Three-seater. It's huge. They made it really for the ocean, right, and waves. And so what's nice, like in the river, with all the jet skis out there making all the waves, this thing just cuts right through it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, 310 horsepower, that's pretty
moves.
Fast.
Yeah. You can race the police boats out there in the river.
Yeah, you never catch you.
We don't want to talk about that. We're going to have pursuits now on the river.
So yeah.
We don't want that going into style. So the jet skis, those are Kawasaki.
Those are Kawasaki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes back to the old Kawasaki Let's a Good Time Roll.
Yeah, from the old 330 stand-up all the way up to now they have a new stand-up now. It's four-stroke, four-cylinder, 1,500, 160 horsepower stand-up.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the SXR, and that thing is awesome. 160 horsepower in a stand-up. I'm a big guy, right?
Right.
I can get up on that.
I was
no problem.
Say, have you taken the zip to the lake?
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. See, at the lake, you can't have two strokes.
That's right.
Right? So this is a four-stroke, no problem.
Wow.
You get right on.
Wow. And it gets you up.
It gets me up.
Because, like you said, you're a big guy.
I'm a big guy, and one of my customers, he weighs 425 pounds, and I told him that I can get up on this thing, so I took him out.
Yeah.
He did. He came back and bought one.
So you can test drive your products.
Yeah, Watercraft, we can test ride. Everything except bikes.
Yeah. Well, motorcycles are kind of hard to test drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, you got to have a motorcycle license when you walk in the door.
Yeah, you do. We sometimes, the big cruisers we have test rides on, because you're spending a lot of money for those, right? But the dirt bikes and so on. No.
And the big cruisers, you're taking for a long ride. It's not something that you ride around. Ride the Safeway on.
No. Definitely not.
That's something
you're going to go do
state
to
state.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In the winter, that's what happens here, right? The old retired folks come in, they have their bikes, and they tour the whole Southwest the whole winter long.
Yeah, my buddy Joe at Eagle, man, he rents those out on the weekends like they're hotcakes.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah. They come out here to go, well, it would be a great day for a ride. Oh, I didn't bring my bike. Well, I'll rent one.
Yeah.
What they need
to do is come buy one. And then they have
one
all the time.
Well, they've already got one at home and they didn't bring it,
Yeah.
Harley Weekend, is that big for you?
For tire changes and oil stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't sell units, but maintenance. People come, you know, they ride in from Southern California, what have you, and they realize their tire is bald or what have you. And so, yeah, we're just swamped with tire work.
You know, speaking of tires, let me ask you a question. Is it the same for motorcycles as it is for cars, where you all had the Lincoln Penny, you had to stick it in your tread to make sure that the head showed or something? And
yeah, no.
No?
Yeah, not a street bike. They have wear bars on them.
Oh, they do?
So you can see, but there aren't a lot of tread on a motorcycle
tire. To begin with, yeah.
So
there's not a lot of weight on them either.
There's not a lot of weight, and so you don't get a lot. You don't get the wear you get on a car tire,
okay.
Unless you're on a sport bike. You know,
right? Well,
those guys, you know, they
go through tires right away.
Yeah,
yeah.
A couple months they're back for a new one. It's it's nice for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Tires aren't cheap though.
And now you expanded. You bought the building next door. You bought Don and Donna's furniture store.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Another 5,000 square feet added to our other 5,000 square feet. We got about 3/4 acre now of units there. Working with the city, trying to get all the permits I need to get done.
Yeah.
But
you can always ask. You can always beg for forgiveness with the city. You can always go before the. I forget which commission
the appeals board.
Appeals board, yeah, and say, hey, look, I did this. It wasn't intentional, but, help me out here.
Yeah.
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 You know.
It's not my style. It's I don't like doing things wrong. I had the city out yesterday, and they were pointing their finger at me, so I don't want that anymore.
yeah. So, but what do you plan to do with that building?
It's going to be another showroom.
Okay.
And we have Kawasaki, KTM, Roxer, CF Moto, and Arctic Cat lines and Textron lines.
Wow.
And so we've expanded a lot over the last few years, and so we need more space for showroom. So the first two-thirds of the building is going to be indoor showroom.
Okay.
We're also concreting the area between the two buildings.
Oh, all right.
So we'll have a bigger showroom outside.
Yeah, that'll be nice too.
We have... something like 300 vehicles on site.
Wow. That's between the bikes and the watercraft and
everything. Yeah. Right now we have a warehouse where we store most of that.
But eventually soon you'll be able to move out of there and keep everything in one location.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. You rent the warehouse?
I rent the warehouse.
Oh, well, soon you can get rid of that rent.
Yeah, dang right. As soon as I get the city approve my building.
Toby, are you listening today?
Toby, give me a call.
Bob needs a little help out here. So,
yeah.
All right. So, that many vehicles there, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, again, when you have Kawasaki, they have everything from little kid bikes to, big sport bikes and everything in between. Then they have, the mules and they have the Terex side-by-sides. And
there are people that get their little 6- and 7-year-olds, those little bikes, huh?
Yeah, they get a little, you start off with a little 50.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the quads. They have 50cc quads, 90cc quads, and
I remember when I was a kid, it was the Honda 50 that everybody had.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
The little step-through thing.
Yeah. a couple of my buddies had them in high school, and I was like, you ride that on the road, Yeah, we ride it. Okay, well.
Yeah, I picked one up not too long ago. I have it in my showroom as a
souvenir.
Memorabilia.
Yeah.
I don't sell anything, and so I have all my old bikes and stuff.
How many bikes do you have?
Personally? I don't know, probably a dozen or so.
Really?
Yeah, I still have the first new dirt bike I bought, a Honda Elsinore 250, and I have that and my dad's, and they're in showroom condition.
Oh, wow. All of them?
Well, not all of those.
Oh, that's funny. Wow, that's fantastic. Oh, that's great news. Well, are you running specials on any of your products right now?
Well, in the summer, almost everything's on special except for watercraft, right?
Right.
So the Terex side-by-sides have a $1,500 rebate.
Oh, okay.
Roxers have a $2,000 rebate and come with a free winch. Yeah, really ought to check out that Roxer, man. It's a climb machine.
Really?
It's got a diesel motor in it, 160 foot-pounds of torque. That thing will go anywhere.
You won't
be racing it in the dunes because it's
right.
It's meant to be an off-road,
climbing,
so off-road
and having fun with. Yeah.
Yeah, top speed's 55 miles an hour.
Right.
The whole thing's made of metal.
Wow.
There's no plastic,
huh?
Yeah, no plastic.
Because more and more manufacturers are using more and more plastic in everything.
Yeah, now they just have basically a roll cage.
Yeah.
They put plastic all around it, right?
Yep.
And this is just like Willys, as you know,
wow.
The metal tub, the metal fenders, the metal hood with the latches.
I can tell you like it.
I love it. It's great. It rides good. They come manual and automatic transmission.
There's one in your garage?
No, I don't have to. I got plenty to drive here.
you're the guy that takes everybody for a test ride.
That's right, yeah.
You can go right up Silver Creek Road and out here in the desert.
Actually, we have a nice track back here behind the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Behind our place, where it's only a block up, right?
Right.
And we can go for a 45-minute ride and not see anything else. All hills and sand washes.
Perfect.
Yeah, and so it's a great place to ride. Somebody rides in a Terex, super comfortable, go anywhere, but sells them.
Yeah?
The test rides sell it.
They're buying it when they get back.
Well, yep. Most of the time. Yeah.
Good.
I think if they're, you know, want to take a test ride, go on the desert, especially in the summer.
Right.
They're serious.
But now you do have all the Kawasaki watercrafts.
Yeah.
And so somebody that's, you know, because we're still going to have hot temperatures. I hate to tell you this because you're all black today.
Yeah.
But we're still going to have some hot temperatures for a couple months here. So if people want to go out there on the river or on the lake, you've got the products.
Yeah, everything from stand-up. There's five or six different versions of the sit-down skis.
Yeah.
Everything from 160 horsepower to 310 horsepower. You know, most of them are three-seated. Deep Vs, flat bottom. Price ranges, everything from $9,000 up to $18,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but $9,000 would get a family, a three-seater, and
a three-seater, 160 horsepower, go plenty fast. You can tow a skier behind it.
And, oh, wow. Okay.
And to come with a nice warranty, 1 year warranty.
What's a trailer run?
A single place trailer is about $1,000.
Okay.
So,
right. So for $10,000, you can get a trailer and a water toy.
Yeah.
That'll last you for who knows how long.
I still have my Kawasaki that I bought in 1999, the Ultra 150.
Yeah, see, there you go.
And it's still running strong.
Yeah, and you guys do all the service on these things, too.
Yeah, we have factory-trained technicians.
Right.
And we're OEM providers, so they require... OEM, so we're manufacturer franchise. Yeah,
okay.
OEM, original equipment manufacturer.
We have listeners out there that don't know what OEM is.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Of course, I knew.
Oh, of course you did, yeah. No, so the manufacturers require us to have senior-level trained techs in order to have the line. And so for all those manufacturers, we do. And then we've hired other techs to service things that we don't sell. We don't sell the Sea-Doo or the Yamaha watercraft.
Right.
And but we do service them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have test equipment, test tools.
Oh, good. All right. So you have everything you need to do it.
Yeah. This time of year, that's all they're doing is watercraft.
Now, when Kawasaki makes something new, do they call you up and say, hey, you send your mechanic back here. We got to show them this new product.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to be trained. Even the salespeople have to be trained.
Really? Even the salespeople?
Yeah. So we send them the training as well. They do three or four training sessions a year. Usually in Vegas or in Phoenix, for sales.
Right.
The techs have to go to the factory, which for Kawasaki's in Southern California, Arctic Cats back east. But
so they want to make sure your sales staff know the product.
Yeah. Well, they want you to sell more. So, you know, more you know, the better you are.
Yep.
And we do warranty work for these guys, so they want to make sure we do it right.
Right, yeah, exactly, exactly.
And they make you buy all the special tools.
Oh, of course.
And that's not cheap.
I know. So now, when you add it on, I noticed when I come and saw you recently that they threw you out of the main building.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Too noisy or something?
I was shocked.
Yeah, they put my office in the other building and
said,
you know, well, we've had enough of you, Bob.
Yeah, I noticed. You're way over there in the other building all by yourself.
All by myself, yeah. I have a walkie-talkie, though. And I do have a video, so I can get on the walkie-talkie and say, hey, what the hell are you doing?
Okay.
Just sleeping. Yeah.
All right. Good. So you can still keep an eye on everybody.
I keep an eye on everybody.
I'll bet there's no video in your wife's little quarters over there.
No, there's not. Yeah. It's amazing how that works out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She must have picked out the spots where the video cameras go.
Yeah, she did. And she's the one that kicked me out, too.
Well, that's the way it works sometimes, you know. You never know.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. What did we miss talking about today? What's the location? You could, because you're in Havasu, too.
Yes, we have two locations. Bullhead City, it's an old Bullhead.
Right.
6 and Highway 95, right on the corner. That's on the northeast corner. The other guys are on the other corner, right?
Okay.
Then in Havasu, we're on Acoma at 95 Acoma South.
All right.
That's also another 12,000 square foot facility, and they also sell Yamahas there.
And that's your boys that run that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason runs the Havasu, and then Adam here runs the service for the Bullheads.
It's a family affair.
Family run business. Wife does the money.
Of course. That's why you're wearing a 10-year-old black t-shirt today.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, you can't have any uniform. Everybody else does, but not you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She doesn't pay me either. I don't get that. That's not fair.
Well, but look what you're doing in the middle of the afternoon. You got to leave, come over here, and do this radio show, probably have a little bite to eat, you know.
Yeah, nice little thing out there. Life is good.
That's why you don't get paid.
It's my pleasure to provide a living for everybody else that works for me.
Good job. What's the phone number in Bullhead?
It's 928-220-8215.
220?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we have the voiceover IP, so we got our own pick of phones. It's kind of neat.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. And in Havasu, do you know the number?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's 302-3001.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
See, I'm old, and I don't remember that stuff.
I'm impressed. All the listeners just went, wow, let's into that.
Yeah. You know?
All right. Well, we missing anything, Bob?
Just customers. Just bring them in.
Come see. And you take trade-ins on everything.
We take trade-ins. We provide financing. We have four or five banks that we work with.
Oh, good. All right. So you don't have to walk in with cash.
You don't have to walk in with cash. You can do zero down on everything.
Oh.
And except used, of course.
Yeah.
And we'll deliver it. If you don't have your endorsement on your motorcycle, we'll deliver it to your house.
Oh, all right.
And, of course, in services, we do pickups and delivery as well.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
That's the best thing.
Yeah. How you can get your bike to the shop. Don't work.
Well, but then, with out-of-towners, do you, pick it up from them and then say, we'll put it back in your garage and it'll be ready for you next time you come?
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have several customers that go away for the summer, right? So we'll winterize their stuff or summarize their stuff and put it in their garage or put it in their backyard and
whatever they need.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Well, family run business, it's different here. We're about relationships.
Yep.
We're not out to make a killing. We're local. We live in the town.
That's right. You do. And how long you been here?
25 years, something like that.
You're not going anywhere.
My father was here forever, but
yeah, you're not going anywhere.
No way.
Robert, thank you so much for coming in today.
I appreciate it as well.
River Rat Sports in Havasu and Bullhead City. If you need a toy, go see them.
Go see me.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill. Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Sometimes, all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And it's now time for Community Calendar. Most of the stuff you're going to hear about is on our Facebook page, Speak Out 2.0. And if you want to stick something on this Community Calendar so I can tell the world, you need to email to me at TuneForce, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, at gmail.com. And coming up this Friday in Bullhead City at Rotary Park from 11 to 2, we have the Wow Mobile Pantry. And it's all free. And you have questions, you want to call Betty Ray at 758-7689. And Betty will be in here tomorrow. And somebody's calling in. Let me see if they got a question for us here. Speak Out.
Hello.
This is Speak Out. Did you have a question?
Excuse me?
This is Speak Out.
Oh, God, I can barely hear you. Hold on one sec. I'm trying to reach Bob Morris. He was on the line.
Yeah, he just walked out the door.
But I guess he's gone. Is he not on the line anymore or whatever?
No, he was in the studio with us, and he just left. He's out the door.
Ah, bummer.
So,
what a great guy. I was just trying to give a little heads up to River Rat and whatnot. So,
okay.
Great company, great people. Hoping that I could give a shout out to him, but.
Well, I'm sure. Right. I'm sure if he's listening right now, he appreciates your kind thoughts.
Yeah, we are definitely friends. I worked with him for a while. He's an amazing boss, amazing person. Him, Connie, Jason, Adam, all the whole family are great, great people.
Well, fantastic.
So if anybody gets a chance to do business with them, they will not be unsatisfied. They're a great, great, great family.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that call.
You bet.
You bet.
Thank
Have
you.
A super day.
Okay.
All right. So as I was mentioning there, I thought I heard a phone ring in there. As I was mentioning, this Wow Pantry, Rotary Park, 11 to 2 on Friday the 16th. And also on Friday, there's a summer wildlife series at the Kingman Library, and that's from 6 to 7 p.m. On Saturday in Kingman, they're having a National Aviation Day, fun for kids, at the Kingman Modelers. And that's all I know about it, but I know it's from 10 to 2. So I did not get a phone number from them. And okay, now, what to plant in the desert, you can find out at the Laughlin Library this Saturday from 11 to 2. And if you have any questions, you can call the library at 507-702, of course, 507-4060. And then this Saturday is, again, the 24th annual 24th annual Colorado River Float, and that was with Lazy Harry's. And so if you have any questions, give them a call, and they'll tell you all about it. Next week on the 22nd, we have an end-of-summer mixer. This is at Desert Lawn, 5:30 p.m., and that takes place out there in the valley. Questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. That's going to can it for me today. I'm about out of here. Sean Hannity's up next. First, we have a little bit of news, and then Paul Lavoie will give you the weather, and then a couple commercials. And Sean.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.